Lorena McKennitt live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic, a song called Stolen Child, featuring poetry of William Butler Yeats. This is a song that you'll find on the first release from Lorena McKennitt, which came out in 1985 on her own Quinlan Road Productions. I'm Chris DeRitas, Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW, and Lorena McKennitt appeared at Schoenberg Hall last Friday evening in Los Angeles. And there's a new release out on Warner Brothers Records called The Mask and Mirror. I understand it's very difficult to get permission to use the poetry of William Butler Yeats. Did you have to go through...
Well, at the time that I first recorded that, I didn't know about permission.
I see.
His works now fall into the area of public domain now, so it's not so much of an issue. But I know that with St. John of the Cross, it was another very interesting path, because in this particular case, we're talking about a translator's work, and I had been working from about three translations, found three translations, and I preferred one. Tried to track down the author, learned that the author had passed away in 1957, and that the translation or the copyright was within the estate. And so in the end result, I came up with my own interpretation of the lyrics as opposed to using, but it can be a very tricky procedure.
Now, now Quinlan Road is the name of your own production company. There's only one artist on it, yourself.
More than I can handle, let me tell you.
I'm sure. What is Quinlan Road the road you grew up on, or is this a real...
Yes, it is a real place. I moved to Stratford, Ontario in 1981 to work at the theatre, and I rented a farmhouse on Quinlan Road, and the farm itself is called the Quinlan Farm, and they were one of the original Irish families that settled in that area. In fact, we're the first family to have a telephone, and also before the Catholic Church was built in town, they used to have mass on the property. So there's a whole history associated with it.
So are you still located at Quinlan Farm?
Well, I'm just in the process of a transition. I purchased a farm just the other side of Stratford, but this year has, and that was about a year ago, but this year has been so busy, I actually haven't had time to move yet.
I'm sure, yeah. You mentioned that you moved up there to be close to the theater, mm-hmm. and I know you've done work as an actress and singer with the Shakespearean Festival. Were you a singer first?
Oh, very much so. I actually studied classical piano from the age of five for about 10 years. And my piano teacher made it a prerequisite for all her students to belong to a children's choir. So she had this very, very good children's choir. The harp didn't really come into the picture until about 1984. And
really?
I had been interested in Celtic music from about 1978 to 84. And I found this one quite by chance when I was in London, England. I was ill in the hospital, and some friends of mine who knew I had been looking for a harp had seen this one in a second-hand music store across the street. So the day I got out of the hospital, I went and purchased this creature.
It has a wonderful look to it. It has a very lived-in look.
Oh, very, yes. I mean, I think it was to some degree lived in before I acquired it, but it's been a pretty demanding existence with me.
It's almost big enough to live in. Lorena McKennitt, live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic.